From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. A political development in Iraq today could have implications for U.S. relations with the next Iraqi government. Anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr endorsed a second term for Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. NPR's Kelly McEver says that could also signal an end to a seven-month-old political stalemate.
The announcement was made by the National Alliance, a group of Shiite politicians that includes the anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and other Shiite blocs that have close ties to Iran. Sadr's support for Maliki was critical to the nomination. His bloc had fiercely opposed Maliki, who sent Iraqi troops along with U.S. forces to defeat Sadr's Mehdi army in 2008. The nomination could end months of political wrangling, since elections in March netted no clear winner. The other top vote-getter in the election, the party of former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi, has threatened to boycott the political process if Maliki is named Prime Minister again. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
NATO says two coalition troops were killed in battles with insurgents in southern Afghanistan today. 15 insurgents were also killed in a firefight in eastern Kunar province. In the past month, NATO says it has also captured more than 400 suspected militants. President Obama is losing his right-hand man to a political campaign. Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is leaving the White House to run for mayor of Chicago. Mr. Obama said it'll take some getting used to.
For nearly 2 years, I've begun my workday with Rahm. I have ended my workday with Rahm.
Current presidential adviser Pete Rouse will temporarily fill the chief of staff job. An apology from high-level U.S. government officials to Guatemala today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says it follows the discovery of what's been called unethical medical research in the 40s.
When a Wellesley College professor was researching the controversial Tuskegee syphilis study, the professor found records that Dr. John Cutler was also getting U.S. government funding for a research project in Guatemala. The director of the National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, told reporters in a conference call that Cutler was exposing prisoners and mentally ill patients to sexually transmitted diseases to test the effectiveness of penicillin.
This case of unethical human subjects research represents an appalling example from a dark chapter in the history of medicine.
Secretary of State Clinton called Guatemala's president to apologize, and she and the Health and Human Services Secretary said in a statement that they were outraged. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Construction spending was up 0.4% in August, fueled by a big increase in government spending projects. Private building fell to the lowest level in 12 years. Near the close on Wall Street, the Dow up 41, NASDAQ ahead 2, S&P up 5. This is NPR. President Obama was on hand when new Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan took her seat on the Supreme Court this morning. The court session was just ceremonial. The court opens its new term on Monday. A sixth death is now blamed on the storm that dumped heavy rain from the southeast up to Boston. Police say a woman drove her car into a rain-swollen creek in southeastern Pennsylvania before dawn. Five people were killed in storm-related traffic accidents in North Carolina yesterday. Dish Network subscribers could not get many of the shows provided by Fox this morning. NPR Zoe Chase says it's part of a dispute between Fox and the satellite TV provider.
Fox is trying to raise the price it charges the Dish Network for its channels. Dish claims that Fox is jacking up the price by more than 50% and adds that Fox has a history of shaking down the cable and satellite providers. Fox, on its just-launched website, GetWhatIPaidFor.com, doesn't name the percentage increase it demands, but says that accusations of price gouging are unfair, and adds that if Dish doesn't fall in line by November 1st, it may lose access to Fox's broadcast network. Yes, that's Glee and American Idol. The Dish Network is the third largest pay TV provider in the U.S., and its fight with Fox affects over 14 million subscribers. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
United and Continental have finalized their deal to become the world's biggest airline, bumping Delta from the top spot. With United's acquisition of Continental official today, the new company will be called United, but airline operations will remain separate for at least a year until the FAA grants a single operating certificate. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.